Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu, Fallout. Our intrepid explorers managed to find the bunker they were looking for from where the signal is emanating. When they got there, they found just a single, small, steel building surrounded by guards, synth striders, and a turret, which they tried to sneak up on, and were successful for a time, until they all noticed where they were and a fight ensued. A couple of our team decided to try and take them on from the top of a rocky outcrop, while Winnegan took the brunt of the damage in the middle of all three of them. Winnegan was downed and injured twice, however, Mr. Medman has healed both of her injuries, however she's still only at 1 HP. The only other person who has took damage so far is Josh's character, Max Power. Max doesn't have a broken leg anymore, he managed to heal that, but he's still pretty low in HP as well. And everybody else is uninjured. Just after the fight finished, a ding rang out and the doors slid open. Inside the doors is just a simple white room with one button on the elevator. So, you're all outside this elevator. You're all sort of surrounding Winnegan, injured, and three dead synths. What do you do next?
Gertrude want to take turret.
Alright, yeah, so last time the turret was actually turned off by Winnegan before the fight, so you didn't have to fight the turret. The turret is sitting there, currently unpowered, between some sandbags.
Gertrude want to rip it off.
Alright, you want to rip the turret off its legs?
Yes, Gertrude won't turret.
Fair enough. Let's give you a little strength check on that one. I'm going to make this too difficulty for you. Because it is metal and wired in.
Okay, what do you want me to roll on that then?
Oh, now you don't do the Gertrude voice. Because you realize you were by yourself. You were just like saying this out loud.
I said, what do you want me to roll?
All right.
He wasn't talking about that. He was talking about the fact you were asking me if you could rip out the turret in Gertrude's voice.
Gertrude, rip out turret. If you look on the map, if you notice, you're the only one there.
Yeah, you're not talking to anyone.
You're just like saying this out loud to the turret. Actually, at this point, I think you're talking to the turret.
God.
Oh, it's like really smart. It's like Craig from Borderlands. That'd be the best.
Krieg,
yes. The psycho character. The best. Love Krieg.
What would you like me to roll, buddy?
Well, if it's just a straight strength check, I think we'll go for athletics.
Athletic strength.
Athletics against strength, yeah.
Wow.
All right, unfortunately, you got a crit failure on that one. So what's happened there
is
you've rolled a 20 against a target of 13. So what I'm going to say here is you are successful. You managed to pull the turret off of its legs, and every internal piece of the turret falls out individually out the bottom of it, including all the ammo at your feet. This turret is not usable.
Gertrude has new hammer.
Turret hammer.
Can I actually have it as a hammer?
Can you have it as a hammer? You can carry the body of the turret around and use it as a weapon if you want. I don't.
Can it be the same as a sledgehammer?
Have you ever seen a Fallout turret?
Yeah,
I mean, like, zoom into that picture just a little bit. Zoom in.
If you're
carrying around the head of it, you're carrying a trash can.
Yeah, it's about the size of your torso. It's going to be a two-handy thing.
You would actually be better using a trash can at this point.
Worth a try.
All right, while Gertrude was around there ripping a turret off its legs, what was everybody else doing at the doorway?
Yeah, so Mr. Medman, who needs healing? Because that's his priority right now. He needs to heal people.
All right, probably would be a good chance here now that it's safe and nothing's around. You should maybe get some healing done.
I think I do have a stim pack.
Yeah, who has all the stim packs? Check your inventories.
I do not have a stim pack.
Yeah, I've got stim pack, mentats, irradiated blood pack.
Snapback's the only thing that's going to be useful to you just now.
Do you want a Salisbury steak? It's only
a Salisbury steak actually does have some healing.
I've just been carrying it in my back pocket. Maybe a little weird, but hey, it's meat?
Yeah, let me check the Salisbury steak. HP healed. Hey, you get 5 HP healed.
How many rads?
You get one hit dice worth of rads.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's a character.
I'm like waving. I'm like pull out the Salisbury steak patty, and I'm just like waving it in front of it. Steak. It's pretty good.
You get a guaranteed 5 hit points, but you also take one hit dice worth of radiation damage.
Yeah, but he's a ghoul, so that'd be healing as well, wouldn't it?
I mean, if he had it, but he's at full health.
Anyway, should I heal Winnigan with the stim pack?
Yeah, I have 2 stim packs on me. If you can use one of mine instead.
Okay.
All right, let's do some.
Do that.
Stim packs, healing outside of battle.
Fuck it up this time.
This is what I'm hoping stim packs would be the way.
I would like a stim pack too, please, if possible. I only have 4 HP left.
Okay, well, you're gonna have to come walk close to us. You'll be next in the queue.
Well, I will just fall down the hill and stumble down and, you know, fall into you guys like Max would do.
Hold on. I've got a better solution. And then I wave the stake. I'm right here with you. And it's free?
All right, what is your current medicine score?
Okay, that's...
Mr. Maidman.
I got rank of 3 for medicine.
Fabulous. All right, so what we're going to do is If you heal somebody, what you're going to get is you're going to get 3 hit points healed for every successful roll.
Okay. Well, that's a bitch. I've got no luck points left unless I've got any regenerated. And we've only got 1 action point, is that correct?
Yeah, you used...
I know I'd used a few last time.
We have 4,
you used 3 last time.
Yeah, we have 4 left.
No, you have 3 left.
Oh.
Okay, 3 action points left. Okay, that's a group decision. I mean, should I use some AP to try to get some more healing? Because Winnigan is only on 1 and Max is on 4.
No, remember, you throw 2 dice as a standard, so you can get 2 successes out of 1 stim pack if you don't want to spend the AP.
And you can always spend the AP after you see if you've rolled well.
No, what do you change it?
There's no point spending AP like when you could get Max right to full health, basically, off of 1 or 2 stim packs.
Yeah, I'll allow that. You can decide to use the AP afterwards if you want.
So yeah, cool. I'll just roll instant then. No additional dice. Submit. Cool. Got a 3. My target was 9.
Well, you got 2 successes there, so you've healed 6 hit points.
Nice.
Because cool. A 3 is a crit for you because you've got it as one of your core skills.
Awesome.
So Winnigan, you're up to 7 hit points. How do you feel?
Pretty good. Pretty well healed up.
Should I try that again for Max?
Please. I promise I won't reprogram you to do anything stupid.
There you go. Number 6.
Another crit.
Got a 2. Damn, got 2 crits in a row there, so.
That's pretty good, yeah. So in a 6-6, we'll give 6 hit points to Max as well.
And cool. I'm up to 10. All right. That's making me feel a lot better. Thank you, Mr. Medbot.
I'll shove these patties back in my pocket.
Nobody wants your steak.
I know in Fallout that they're in card like boxes and everything, like Blanco mac and cheese. No, like these are loose Salisbury steak patties that I've just got in my pocket.
You're waving around your hand.
The preserved one is like flag. The preserved one is wrapped in tinfoil, but it's like, I only had a tinfoil to preserve one. So the other one is just loose.
In that case, I'm going to make it 2 hit dice worth of radiation damage if anybody eats that.
They don't know that. They don't know that.
Hey, that's more healing for you if you're the one that eats them.
Absolutely. What would that do to me?
I mean, you're a
yeah,
super.
You're not affected by rats. They can heal you more too.
You're immune to. I don't think you take healing from it though.
No, I don't think you heal from it, but yeah, just wondering.
Oh, that's a special one just for Billy Bob.
Mm-hmm. The Billy Bob steak special.
Extra juicy.
Okay, so we're all just hanging around with three dead synth striders at the doorway of an elevator while Mr.
Could
Medman...
we investigate this?
Okay, so now I've done my first priority, which is heal with everybody. Can I start checking the synths for like gear, lasers, you know, maybe a robot stim pack?
Considering that Max just said that and then you just said it louder, let's let Max do that first.
Sorry, I didn't think
you did. I have an amazing idea. Billy Bob's going to investigate the synths.
So Josh, am I investigating the synths?
Right, so you just want to loot.
Yeah, I'm going to loot all the synths to see what I can get, see if their weapons are operational, see if they have anything on them that would be useful, informational for Mr. Medbot, with reprogramming him or getting him fixed up, things like that.
All right, well, they're all pretty tore up. Lots of body parts all over the place. Let's see, give me a perception roll, see if we can get you any loot from them. Just a straight up perception against... We'll go for survival. As you're looking
survival
for.
Yeah. Against perception.
Survival against perception.
Okay, well, you know the way my rolls go, so here we go. Let's see what goes on. I got a success.
You did get a success. So your target was 9 and you rolled a 5 and a 19. So what I'll say is that one of the synth striders' weapons is still operational. They had Institute laser pistols.
Okay.
And I'll say that one of them also has a robot repair kit on them, so stick that in your inventory.
Inventory, where would that go?
You can take notes on your third page.
In gear?
In gear, yeah, there you go. And let's roll a little roll for some caps. I'm going to say they had some caps on them as well. Okay, you found 20 caps.
Okay, well,
damn.
Those will all be handed to Winnegan, as Winnegan is the collector of the caps. So I would like to hand those off to her.
Why, thank you. It does occur to me if I ever get robbed, we're in a bit of a shit situation. But...
No, you're very well protected as long as, you know, I don't screw up.
Oh yeah, she was definitely well protected in that last fight.
Can I check out the elevator then?
So, about the laser pistols real quick. Oh, would I, since I already have one, would I be able to acquire a second one or no?
I mean, you can take it, you can put it in your inventory. You'll only be able to use it if you have the right ammo for it.
Copy. Does this have any ammo in it currently?
You know what? Might as well say it's still loaded. They might say a couple of shots off, so let's say that they had, what, 5 fusion cells left in them. So 5 shots. The Institute laser is an energy weapon. It's actually... God damn, 6 hit dice worth of damage. That's a pretty decent little laser item.
Yeah.
What was that called? Institute laser?
Yep, Institute laser.
Maybe sorry, I give you that.
What's that?
Great giving you this one.
Why? Because of how powerful it is?
Yeah, a little bit more powerful than I thought it was.
They're not that powerful in the game, but yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty basic in the game. But yeah, so the Institute laser, it's got 6 hit points worth of energy damage.
I'm now beginning to understand why I almost died.
What's the
yeah, I mean, every time they hit you, they weren't very good at hitting, but once they did hit you, they properly hit you.
I'm just going to put it in my weapons mods and type it in here. Institution laser.
Institute
laser.
Yeah, I was adding it in for you.
All right, yeah, Matt's adding it in for you. Don't worry about it.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you, Matt. Okay.
What's the attribute? What's the skill? Small guns, or is it energy weapons?
Energy weapons, yeah.
Attribute?
Energy weapons as a... Hold on a second. lasers.
And rounds.
What are you better at, Max? Are you better at small weapons or energy weapons?
Both, actually. As a Wastelander, I've kind of cross-trained in almost every weapon I've come across.
Now, hold on a second. No, it does not have 6 hit dice worth of damage. That's the plasma gun. The Institute laser is 3, so it is pretty basic, yeah. Actually.
I'm good.
I was thinking to myself, I've done something wrong here.
You already have a laser pistol added in. You realise that, right?
Yeah, but I wanted a backup laser pistol.
He's collecting laser pistols.
We could sell them later. Pull a fallout thing, just grab everything.
Could you pull out the cores and make a bomb of them?
You can with fusion cores.
Just saying.
Matt, thanks for adding those.
Well, you already had the first one, then you don't actually need the second one.
Weapons is perception on special, if you're wondering.
So yeah, in the meantime, while Josh is Mad Max is playing with his laser, can I go into the elevator and I have to start having a look at the controls?
Of course you can. Mr. Medman walks himself into the elevator. Everything is white. White walls, white ceiling, white floor. And there is just one button with a down arrow.
I don't know if this voice seems pretty difficult.
Push the button. Push the button. Push it. Push it.
Yeah, I'm just being a little bit. I mean, is this a pristine elevator? Or is it a little bit like damp and dirty?
No, it looks to be very, very clean.
Very clean and pristine. Yeah.
Okay, something's up here.
Yeah.
Let's all go in cautiously with weapons drawn.
I mean, we're not even there. We're on top of the hill, I think. Do we need to roll to get down there, or are we just going to walk?
Well, to be fair, Max has been looting those bodies, so he's definitely down already.
So,
are you still up in the rocks there, Belly Bob?
Gertrude just says she gets in the elevator with them,
if that was the case.
Oh no, we're going to leave Billy Bob behind. How tragic.
Oh no.
I guess it can't be helped. We had to lose someone eventually.
Hold on, do you hear that tiny little violin playing that song?
There's violin.
You know, I didn't even say anything, and you guys are being dickheads. I'm just going to say that.
I'm just saying that because you can't respond to my texts.
I'm about done. I'm about done with y'all's sass, all right? I'm just going to go, you know what, Wayne, again, I don't think you're as awesome as you as I thought previously, all right? You know what? Forget it.
Oh, wait, you're actually letting that go? Thank God.
Lovers quarrel.
No, very much not.
Are you related?
To who? Billy Bob?
To Billy Bob.
Do I look like a ghoul?
That's racist.
Well, I mean, people eventually turn into ghouls.
No, I'm not related to him.
I hope. But it'd be
Cap, is there a way we can take a DNA test?
Great grandpappy or something.
Yeah, you want to make them roll a luck roll to see if one of Billy Bob's illegitimate children from 200 years ago actually created Swinnegan.
Yes.
No. I have 10 luck. Can we do this?
would a positive score be yes or no?
How would we tell this? Like, is there, like, we need to go in there and find, like, a blood test machine immediately?
No, Mr. Medbot could probably process the blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Medbot, we have a question.
Before we go pressing any buttons...
I'm going to say that's well beyond Mr. Medbot's capabilities. I think you're going to need to find some specialized equipment to find that out.
Oh, okay, all right.
But yeah, keep that in mind. If you do find that kind of equipment, we'll maybe make you roll for it.
Oh, dear.
So everyone, just... You know, remember while we're looting, if we find something, we're utilizing it right away, because we are definitely finding this out.
I'm pretty sure if you show him a paternity test, he might run for the hills, but alright. Winnegan's going to get in the elevator. So we can move things along.
Can't run to the hills if you live in the hills.
Max is going to skip into the elevator.
All right, no. We now have 4 out of 5 people inside the elevator.
Come on, Billy Bob.
I mean, I'm in there too. I'm not just chilling. Like I've already said multiple times I went with Max. Like Jesus.
All right, and you're still going with Max into the elevator. Okay, so all 5 of you are stood inside this small little white room.
I imagine it's quite crammed with Gertrude in there.
Just going to say, Winnegan, considering I used to think you were kind of hot, if you are my descendant, that makes me feel weird.
Okay, oh, Mr. Medman, so press the button.
Hold on. Could we have somebody go down the elevator first so this isn't like a Resident Evil thing?
I don't think we should send
No, that's what happened. The second all 4 of us go into get into the elevator, 5 of us, I'm pressing the button.
Yeah.
It's already, the elevator's already going.
Okay, so Mr. Medman has pressed the button. The doors slide shut and a whirring begins and the elevator starts to move down.
And I grab my laser pistol and get it ready.
Sorry.
Hey, Max.
You.
I got a quick question. You seem to be pretty good with these laser things. I kind of thought that it'd be just like my, you know, like my little 10 millimeter I got here, but this laser musket is not. Would you mind trading me your hunting rifle, and I'll give you this laser musket?
I'll tell you what, after this episode, we will trade. Let me keep my hunting rifle for one more play, and I'll trade you at the end. Sound good?
All right, we'll bring her up. Hey, I'll make sure to compensate you if, you know, if value is different. Stuff.
No. We'll just call it an even up trade for us harassing each other. We're on good terms now. No problem, man.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nope, not a problem. If I'm not here all to right, help you, I'm
kill,
here doing
now
what?
Now to go kill stuff.
Kill.
All right, the elevator music is about to stop. So,
is this purple rain?
The bell dings. The doors start to slide open and white out. A bright light shines in, sort of almost blinds you for a second, but your eyes start to adjust, and what do you see in front of you? You see the town. Inside this compound is an unexpected sight. Artificial sunlight shines down from the ceiling, and you find yourself at the entrance of the town before, Jesse's town. Every detail is perfect, down to the scratches of lovers' names in the trunk of a replicated tree. Wandering the fake town square going about their business is the people that you saw previously. The only glaring difference is that instead of the clinic building stands a large, clean, white, futuristic computer. As you take in the unsettling sight, a quiet voice speaks from behind you. So, James... our guest for today.
Hello there. Can I help you?
Who are you?
Oh, that's not too important.
No. We do introductions before we do the business.
That's surprisingly polite. Very well. I'm a doctor. A chief scientist, if you will. You can call me Dr. McMorning. And yourselves?
Can Mr. Menman just walk up silent to him and just start scanning him?
Sure thing.
I found Mexicans.
Do you want to maybe do a perception against the medicine roll?
Yeah, go on. I actually want to see if I can find anything out about this guy. Just through, like, scanning him, yeah.
Thank you, Doctor, for agreeing to. We will introduce ourselves. I am Max Power. This is Winnegan. This is Gertrude. And this is Billy Bob Firewater.
You know, you said we're going to introduce ourselves, and you just went ahead and introduced us for us, and then you just made me look like an asshole. So, you know what? Fuck you.
We're still trading rifles. Go ahead and introduce yourselves to the Doctor.
That too bad? Too late?
If this town were town earlier.
Well, this is more like a simulation, I think, right?
Did we take the blue or the red pill?
Both.
Something like that. Do you want some pills? Is that why you're here?
Ooh, wait, hold on. You're just throwing out pills? Hold on. Oh, stop the presses. Hold on.
We are here because there have been synths in causing trouble in a local town. You know, the one that looks exactly like this place.
Oh, that's of no consequence.
There are people who have died. I call that some amount of consequence.
Is this same town? Or are we different town now?
Ah, that's a good question. You see, you've found your way to my my little miracle, if you will. Wonderful, wonderful.
Miracle?
Yes. I tell you what. Why don't you come and I'll give you a show around. I believe you'll find my work most fascinating.
So this not same town, but looks same town.
Yes, Gertrude, it's a replica, if you will. A copy.
Kind of like a movie studio set.
Smarty yeah. man, you so... have sledgehammer?
Replica, that's a good word.
Smarty man.
I have tools, but I don't typically use anything as crude as a sledgehammer. Is she still holding the turret?
Yes.
No, you left the turret upstairs. You're not holding it anymore.
Okay. No, I don't typically use anything so
other
crude.
Town had sledgehammer. This town no have sledgehammer?
There could be one tucked away somewhere.
Gertrude just runs off.
Your friend seems very keen.
The townspeople going about their business sort of just ignore Gertrude.
Wait, there are fucking people here?
So can I have a look at this pristine computer?
What?
You said there was a big computer in this simulation.
You haven't even rolled for your check on the guy. No,
yeah.
I can't look. I got very mixed up. But yeah, a lot of things happen very quickly.
Can I do a really shitty scan.
Can Billy Bob do something with this?
I'm going to have to get you to do the initiative roll and then you can do things in turn. Jesus Christ, right? Oh, right, we'll go for Mr. Medman first, please. Do your roll for your scan on the guy.
Okay, that medicine, yeah?
Yes.
Cool. One success.
And one success, yeah. You find that this guy, he's very healthy for his age and has no signs of any radiation at all.
No. So he's a forward dollar.
Well, he's human.
Brilliant. So
quite clearly
healthy specimen.
Healthy specimen, my man.
Well, thank you, I suppose.
Okay, can I talk to this guy? Can I ask him? So, where exactly are we? This is a different town from. I forget what the hell it's called.
You
that town up the road.
Yes. Well, your friend there used a very good word for it. Replica. Excellent word. Yes.
A simulation?
Not quite. It's, well, let's just say it's a step in the right direction. We'll put it that way. Would you like to have a look around? I think you'll find it very interesting.
May I ask you a question first? What exactly
are you... Well, before you do that, please, Josh, let's have Billy Bob's... What was Billy Bob going to do?
Okay, all right. Sorry, I apologize. Sorry, go ahead.
So as I sit there, I put my hands on my hips, I walk on up, you hear the ching of my boot spurs. Ching, ching. Ching, ching. I get real close to the doctor. I'm talking like probably a foot. And I go, is this just like the town that's up there? As in, like, residents and all?
Just to confirm, you're the ghoul, aren't you?
Yes,
he's the ghoul.
Yes, okay, cool. I'm just trying to, like, confirm who people are.
Oh, sorry. Still in character. Billy, he doesn't know he's a ghoul.
Oh, okay, nice. Maybe. The Delta will kind of... Not quite disgusted, but there'll be a little, like, his face will drop a little bit. It's like,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like a zombie. He's like a zombie. It's like,
gotcha.
Kind of. Yeah.
He'll like eye you up. But, yes. Yes, it's a replica, as I said.
So even the people are the same.
Oh yes, there are people down here. In fact, there's a few. I think you'd be very interested in meeting. But we'll
there's a specific one. Can I have a request that one be removed? If there's any possible way, it's a nurse at the. At the doctor's office. I mean, you remove her, I'll stay here. I mean, this would be my paradise, actually. I'll stay.
Okay, James, just for a little bit of motivation here, you don't have any ghouls at all. Like, everybody's human here. You're looking for perfection.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I can't be. I'm afraid I don't really take requests. This isn't that kind of place.
Do you have, ghouls here? Because, gosh, I can't. I mean, the sight of them kind of makes me vomit. Do you have any of them here?
He'll kind of snort back. No, I can assure you, we don't have that kind here.
Ah, all right. Well, I'm going to stay. All right, I'm going to pack up. I'm just going to stay over there. I think that's the end, so I'll just, I'll see y'all later. And I just start trotting off.
Mr. Madman just waves a tentacle to Billy Bob.
What does Mr. Madman have tentacles? Hold on.
Yeah,
hold on, back up.
Here's the Japanese bottle.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Oh, gosh.
Can I loot the market for a sledgehammer?
Just like, so Josh is going to ask a question, but just before Josh does that, let's have Gertrude. Can you roll me a luck roll? And I want you to roll it against. What would be the best for this? Probably survival.
Right, survival luck. Boop. And boop. One success, 9 and 19. All right.
So you rolled a 9 and a 19 against a target of 11. Unfortunately, you need 3 successes for this particular roll. So you do not find a sledgehammer, no. You do find more frying pans, however.
Can't you cover yourself in frying pan, become ultimate armor?
Which I just realized that super mutant armor, the helmet, is indeed a pot that's on their head.
Now he said that. Can I please have a helmet?
Well, tell you what, I'll let you put the frying pans in your inventory, and if you find a repair bench or somebody that can do repair jobs, you can maybe either pay them to fashion it into a helmet for you, or if you can find a bench, maybe try and do it yourself. So stick another 2 frying pans in your inventory.
Yay!
Josh, do you want to have a conversation with the scientist?
The doctor, yes. I would like to approach him face to face and, what kind of doctor are you exactly? What do you specialize in? What are your degrees?
Really weird cue of people just getting in your face to talk to you.
Yeah, he seems like equally as concerned by this. He's still like unimpressed. He's like, I have a doctorate in science. Maybe you've heard of the Institute. He'll cock his eyebrow to see.
The Institute?
That's what I said, yes.
Have any of us heard of the Institute?
How long have you been practicing before you developed this?
Oh, I've been practicing for years.
This is all of your first, and this is the first time any of you have heard of the Institute.
What is the Institute?
Oh, that's not important now.
No. Like I said, if we are going to help each other out, we keep no secrets from each other.
Oh, it's no secret. It's as the name suggests, it's an institute of science. The future, a better tomorrow.
Oh, what the line specifically, a better tomorrow? Like,
does the institute make machines? Mr. Medman says.
Oh, yeah, you could say we've dabbled in some machinery.
Have you dabbled in AI intelligence?
I'm aware of it, yes. I think a lot of your answers would be... Oh, a lot of your questions, sorry, would be answered with a simple tour.
Hey, smarty man, Gertrude, keep these?
Yes, you've already touched them now. I think that's enough for you to...
Gertrude, keep what Gertrude touch?
No.
Not... Can Gertrude just put a hand on your chair? just touch you, just poke you?
He kind of like winces in disgust. It's like, oh. No, that's, I'm afraid that's not how this works.
Well, at least if she wants to keep you around.
Mind map?
Well, just a side note, Max Power is going to be keeping his laser pistol in his pocket pointed at this individual because of the lack of answers and the vague answers, you know? So I'm a little cautious about this individual, so I'm going to make sure my laser pistol is pointed at him at all times if I can.
At pistol so in pocket, like, or are you happy to see?
I'm about to say, you just look like a guy, a thug that's mugging a convenience store that's got like a fake gun in his pocket. It's like through his coat. Yeah, like...
Actually,
this isn't a gun.
Can
I
intervene there, actually? Because I am standing next to Max, or should be. Can I, as Max tries to raise the gun, can I try to force it back down? I want to try that.
Then you realize it wasn't a gun after all.
Hold on. I have a question. If he fails, something hilarious has to happen to him.
You don't need me for this. This is an interaction between two player characters. What are you talking about?
Surely, I thought it'd be a strength check because he's raising his gun. You know, you've got to strength check that, right?
All right, careful. Max, you had to have a really serious strength check on your part.
All right, so what do I need to roll?
This requires no strength check. This is between the two of you.
Don't yank too hard.
Okay, and yeah, I'm gonna yank his gun. I'm gonna yank it so hard. I am.
It might spit on floor.
Yeah, someone might come out
and I
quietly
don't
shoot in my face.
Hold on. And I quietly whisper to Mr. Medbot. You know, I was like, I honor. Have some concerns and some trust issues. If you don't honor these, you will be shot.
I think me and Matt need to mute our mics because I don't think we can stop laughing.
Yeah, no, I'm going to contest this because I'm actually going to try to sort of snatch a gun out of his hands.
Why are either of you doing any of this?
Oh my God,
yeah, that's a good point.
Just let me have my gun. Let me do my thing. You do your thing, and we'll be good. I promise I won't shoot him without fair warning.
Thank you. So
he's gonna build up to it first.
Can we continue to the damn door?
Yeah.
Would you get your gun out of my face?
Why don't you put that down for now? There's no need for this.
I'm trying.
Why do we
put that away, Jesus?
All right, it's away. Fine. but if he crosses us, he's dead.
Oh, I have no intention of that. Don't worry.
No, that's what everyone says.
I'm sure. Come, I think we have a little walk around. I can show you the future, and I think there's some people you'd be rather interested in meeting.
Yeah, he's already happy to see them.
I'm crying.
My gut hurts.
Everyone on this podcast has the maturity of a 15-year-old.
Oh man.
You good?
I think we lost Matt.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Are you though?
The chief scientist starts walking towards the middle of the town, gesturing to the town square, and showing the people that appear to be going about their daily lives without much notice of yourselves.
I will say, thank the Lord we have Cap as the grown-up in this podcast. I mean, Jay is way more mature than the rest of us, but Cap is equally, might as well be, the most mature person on this podcast. So, glad that we have Cap.
I mean, I was feeding into a little bit.
Huh?
I was feeding into a little bit.
Yeah, just a little, but no, me and Matt were the ones that were acting like
weirdos. I'm still trying to get it under control.
Cap, always there to bring us back.
But no, I've actually, as a little side note, I've got a personal interest in this scientist, because, yeah.
If you have a crush on him, we can deal with it later. Tour first.
Yeah. Not quite. Please. It's more like, I want to change my body.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to become a simp.
Oh.
Don't worry, the crush might go both ways.
I want to go from Mr. Medman to a simp body, but same mind. So I want to see what happens there. So that's why I'm trying to protect this guy. That's why I have to, you know, deal with that laser gun being pointed his way. No.
Oh, you're the one that had sex with Eve in Fallout 4, didn't you?
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, yeah, the French accent, yes, but you also got to realize she wasn't Mr. Handy.
Oh,
I'll
be cute. Yeah.
Yeah, that just means she's good at, you know, taking care of you. You're going to have a good night.
Yeah, that was Curie in Fallout. It's Eve.
Curie, I don't know. Yeah, you're just right. Evie, yeah.
Edie, that's it.
I mean, no one will ever be as good as Fisto.
Fisto? Sorry.
Anyway.
Track in Borderlands.
Right. We're going on the tour, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, back in the room.
I will say, because Billy Bob is, he did walk off and he went to what was the inn on the top part, so he is just gone.
Okay.
I guess. I mean, you guys may see him again on the tour, but I mean, I would assume maybe you're like seeing glimpses of him through the window, like unpacking. Like he's totally determined that he's going to live here now. So
we can come back to Belly Bob.
We'll have to deal with that later.
Yes. Jerky man, harmless.
As you can see, this is my my little miracle. You've stumbled on. As you can see, everyone is perfectly happy down here. This is as the world should be. A step in the right direction.
Bit shit, but no sledgehammer.
So are you interested in making safe zones then, like the vaults?
Oh, maybe not as crude or as imposing as the vaults, no. But it is my life goal to make things better.
Okay then, can you answer just one thing for us? It's the main reason we came down here after all.
I'm listening.
There were simps guarding this place. I'm assuming you have simps under your command or some association with them, yes?
You could say so, yes.
Why were they attacking people in the town?
Well,
your goal seems to be a peaceful utopia. That doesn't quite seem to match.
Well, all can be fulfilled in time.
Do you want me to take that one for you, James?
Yes, maybe. I'm like flicking through my I'm flying through my notes like, oh god.
Yeah. So, the synths in town, I don't know if I should reveal this to all of you, but yeah, we might as well, seeing as it's at this point in the game. So, the synths in town, they attacked you because you appeared to be a threat to the Institute compound. Jesse, the one that was posing as Jesse, had realised that you'd figured out, or that you were close to figuring out, where the signal was coming from. And so he rounded up some unfinished synth designs in order to try and take you out, so that you didn't find the compound. The scientist likely knows nothing about this, because the synths are the synths are all programmed to protect his project.
Okay.
Okay.
The deaths were likely incidental in that case.
What about signal?
That's why we're here, to turn the signal off, aren't we?
Yes.
All clicked in my brain then.
There was a signal as well, causing some issues for the townsfolk.
James, the signal is being used to improve the townsfolk.
Yeah, real quick, actually. Are the townsfolk we see, like, all exact replicas?
Yeah, the townsfolk that you're seeing at the moment, you recognise all of them from the town.
The fuck? Okay.
You could say the signal is an improvement. And the next step in evolution, perhaps, you could say, in a sense. We're making things purer.
Can I ask more detail on that, as I've got as I'm interested in the science behind that?
Well, you could say what I'm trying to do is make a humanity that can live on, capable of surviving.
A human improvement device.
In a sense, yes. It's
is this
definitely
like
an improvement.
Is this kind of like Biodome?
We're upgrading down here.
Then why does it look the same?
Oh, it's the same, but it's better. You see, these people are safer. They can survive down here. This is a calmer, peaceful world where we don't have the threats of nuclear fallouts, of radiation. Even the monsters of the world, they don't exist down here. This is better.
How do we know you're not...
If this is so much better, then why... You have replicas of all the townsfolk, but I'm fairly certain the ones we encountered up top are real and suffering because of your improvement.
Well,
I think these town people are simps.
Quite possibly, yes, but if his idea is to make a perfect utopia of humankind...
I want to be a synth.
Does he say that?
Yeah, no, Mr. Menman does say that.
Oh, I see. We might be able to sort something out.
How do we know you're not up
to Mr. Menman is very, very interested in that.
See, get you an upgrade.
And I say
he lights up almost like, ooh, yeah.
We might be able to come to an arrangement. And the people above, they're not suffering. But you see, they're going to live on down here.
They're
it's safe.
They're going insane and killing each other. Did you not know?
Their memories, the very core, their essence, what makes them them, is down here with me.
Oh, they're getting uploaded to Hive Mind. Fuck.
Where it's safe. Their memories. Did you see? It's an improvement.
So how do we know you're not just down here brainwashing people and up to something evil?
He's blatantly admitted that he is, so... I think we're a little past that.
There's no brainwashing here. It's still them. It's their bodies. Yes, the bodies. That's the issue. That's the core issue we have. Our human bodies are not capable of surviving in this world. We suffer from sickness, from radiation, from disease. We're easy to maim. The wildlife, it takes its toll. But down here, I'm changing. I'm making it better. We're shedding the weak and becoming strong.
Ah, yes. So from what you're saying is, from the moment you understood the weakness of the flesh, you craved the cold certainty of steel.
You could say so. Praise the Omnissiah.
the flesh is weak.
Exactly. We're shedding our imperfect bodies and becoming...
1-0-1-1-0-1-1-0-1-1. But
what humans are doing and have been doing for many years without this interference is improvise, adapt, and overcome.
But the part of them that's capable of that, their memories, their ingenuity, what makes them them. It's still here. It's still in them.
I think we can solve this moral debate really quickly.
Yeah.
Mr. Science Man, did any of them agree to this bullshit, or did you just do it?
Oh, they would agree if they knew.
So no, you just did it, okay.
Vote, lady.
Problem solved.
We smash now.
Given the sheer amount of Sims around us, and the fact that I'd be a little wary of that, but maybe.
There's no need for that. There's no need for violence. That's exactly what I'm trying to avoid down here. Violence isn't necessary. We can be peaceful. We can discuss this as educated, well, people like I have Gertrude. Mostly.
Gertrude have edumacation?
Yes.
Community college?
Why?
Yes. MIT.
Yale and Harvard.
Yeah, technically MIT.
I see.
Not much left, but you know. Still count.
Right. No, but we can discuss. We can discuss this like reasonable folk. We're not in the wasteland now. We're down here where it's safe.
Oh, there's one more thing I'm mildly curious about. Apologies for continuing to interrupt.
By all means.
These people all have their personalities, correct?
They have their memories, yes.
Unaltered?
They are still them.
You haven't went and fucked around and created a kill switch for them?
Why would I do that?
Excellent. Okay.
Okay, so can Mr. Medman turn around and say, so Mr. Doctor, can we see your lab equipment? Can you show us around your laboratory?
I mean, I definitely have some sensitive equipment, but I'm still... In fact, there's a part of this tour that I think you'll be very interested in. Some would say, like, looking in a mirror.
Oh, yeah, they were making the fake sense of me and Max as well.
Boy. Uh-oh. Now,
right. The chief scientist leads the group across the town to where the clinic was previously. In place of the clinic stands a rather futuristic-looking and very clean-looking computer room.
Slightly on a wonk.
Slightly wonky, yeah.
It's had a few drinks, it's fine.
The way the picture...
Reminds me of Subnautica quite a bit.
Inside the computer room stands five particularly unnerving synths. They appear to be completed projects of the two that you saw earlier.
Okay, so in all technicality, they just made a duplicate Mr. Medman, since Mr. Medman is not...
Right. Oh, please, no, I want to be a simp.
No, I want to be Mr. Medman one, because I just realized that myself. He hasn't made a replica robot, no, he has. He's just made replicas of the people.
Hold on, you say they're no more Jerky Man here, but they're Jerky Man. But Jerky Man over there.
What you will notice about the Jerky Man, or the Ghoul and Super Mutant versions, is that the Ghoul and Super Mutant features are less pronounced. They are a bit more human looking.
Gertrude look hard.
It's fake Jerky Man, fake Gertrude. Like vegan meat, not real.
Okay, so Mr. Medman is like looking at these Sims, very, very concentrating on them, getting a really close look at them, very interested.
No, they're not fake. They're real. Touch them. They exist. All they need is that.
I can confirm.
All they need is that last component, the memories, and it would just be you. It's improved. You see.
I see, and I don't want to do that, actually. Even a little bit.
Nor do I.
No, I think I'm fine with my own
body. I do.
Well, there's a replica.
No one care about robot.
I might be able to arrange something for you, my friend. In fact, I find your dedication to becoming a synth rather refreshing. I think I can help you.
Put your robot mind into a synth is something you've never thought of before. Could be an interesting experiment.
I would definitely like to do that. I find my form is very limiting.
Can there be two Gertrude?
Well, I don't think the world's quite ready for that.
Would other Gertrude also want frying pan?
Well, I mean, as it happens, I have 4 simps ready if you want your mind on one of these.
One thing you will notice about the simps is that they are sort of wandering around kind of just aimlessly in their little pods. Very, very zombie-like. They don't have any mind installed in them at the moment.
Okay.
Seem like no different here.
So, can I
look more educated than Gertrude?
Where'd that voice come from?
Your own head.
Oh. I'm the other voice. I'm like the other voice that's in Gertrude's head.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Please make that canon.
I said, like Krieg from Borderlands, got a crazy head, crazy voice, and they got a normal, somewhat normal voice.
I want to meet Tricycle.
Whatever you do, don't say poop. Jump on the poop train!
Multipass.
So, what do you think of my little home, my miracle I've built down here?
I think you're crazy.
It's intriguing. And
you're
batshit,
but I hope you help our friend out. Midman seems Bob like the only one that wants to do this.
Step, it just comes stumbling out of the bar. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. He's doing a great job over there, Mr. Doctor.
Yes. Thank you.
This is not the first time he's done this, by the way.
Billy Bob, have you seen double or quadruple?
I'm seeing double, but I would assume it's the booze. But I'm not ready to quit him.
Cap, can I ask a question?
I turn around, I just fall on my face.
Cap, can I ask a question? If I gave him some Mentats, would that reverse the alcohol?
No.
Damn. Oh, and he's just going to have to ride that one out.
Well, perhaps, I take it the rest of you aren't too keen on improving yourselves.
No.
Okay. That's... Oh. Okay. Perhaps we could...
It have any benefit?
Oh, many. Stronger body, better resistance. You'll be a better you.
You say that, but we did deal with the Sims outside very easily, despite being...
Oh, they're just simple guards, you see. They're
prototypes?
Nothing. Well, in a sense, yes. Their whole purpose was to just guard. They're, for lack of a better term, disposable. But this is the goal. This is... I admit I'm still in my infancy here, but this is the next step towards the future, a better future.
You look like a very big baby.
I would like to try this. I would very much like to upload my consciousness.
Excellent. Pleased to hear this. Well, why don't we try it with you and then see how your friends feel? Because perhaps you could tell them your improvements and so on. It might make the rest of you feel better about the process. It might open your eyes a bit more if one of your own has gone through it already. Yes, come this way, and it will try and lead them to the thing.
All right, so the scientist leads the robot doctor into the lab and shows him the bodies that are available for him to inhabit. Now, there is only one additional body that's ready for him to inhabit that's not one of the crew, so he can inhabit one that looks exactly like Max Power. He can inhabit one that looks exactly like Winnegan, one that looks like a sort of humanized version of Gertrude, one that looks like a human Billy Bob, and
oh no, he's hot.
I could do human Billy Bob, really freaking out.
Yeah, one more option.
But yeah,
and one that looks exactly like the chief scientist that you're talking to.
Huh.
Oh.
Okay.
Is that just because you didn't want to put a different character sprite on the map? You've only got these. You've got these five. These are the choices.
Someone got called out.
Okay, so Mr. Medman examines these synth replicates and turns around to the scientist and says, "Are there any differences to the body types? I.e., are they stronger, faster, different attributes?"
Well, you're a synth, to put it blunt. Instead of bones, you have a strong metallic torso. Instead of just traditional skin, you have a mix of fibers and chemicals, and it will make you more resistant. You see,
yeah, so special abilities for synths are immune to poison, immune to radiation.
Yeah, same as being a robot then. But I'm assuming I'll have like human hands and human feet, and I can wear clothes. So
yeah, exactly.
I'll be a human but robot. So, So Mr. Medman is going to turn to the scientist and say, and point to the replicant of the scientist himself and say, "He is perfection. I want him."
Oh, my.
Dick suck. I say, I'm very flattered. I think
Mr. Medman pulls out his gun in his pocket, just like Josh did it.
Oh, my.
He's got a gun, yeah. He's getting one now.
It's getting hot in here.
I think that can be arranged, yes. I'm very flattered.
I was hoping he was going to go for the Winnigan one. Freak her out.
She would shoot him so
I want to wear your skin.
Put the lotion on its skin.
I was thinking about maybe doing one of your clones, but I think, no, that will cause way too many problems in the future. So we're going for the unique scientist guy.
Oh, I'm touched. Yeah, I think that can be arranged, yes.
All right, so the scientist has agreed to take the robot away into the lab and see if he can download a version of his intelligence into a synth body that looks, you know, like a middle-aged balding doctor.
Anyone else think he looked like nerd?
Well, yes.
So he reminds me of my creator.
What are the rest of you going to do while he's doing this? Are you all going to stand and watch the procedure, or...?
It's a great moment. The upload of your robot's consciousness, Finnegan. Come on, join me. Hold my hand.
No, Cap. Amongst all the commotion, I might have misheard something. Did you say that there is the doctor that we're talking to and another doctor that looks like him that's real?
No,
I'm saying that there's these pods that have the scents that are complete, but don't have a mind downloaded to them yet, and they all look like each one of them looks like a member of the party.
Okay,
so
well,
there's one that looks just like Max in there.
Okay, well, I am now pointing my hunting rifle at this guy because this guy is absolutely fucking batshit crazy.
No, don't, Max.
I stand in between.
Wait a minute, everybody, please.
Why, Max? Why?
We're going to stop the episode there. We're going to put in a little bit of a cliffhanger. So the scientist is about to take Mr. Medman in to do the procedure when Max decides to raise his rifle, point it at the chief scientist, and tell him to stop. Credits roll. We'll pick this up next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.